forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 81 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 47. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 66. A blend of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. One bill the Kansas legislature says they are working to override a veto on was the veto that Kansas Governor Laura Kelly gave at the end of last week on the Born Alive abortion bill after passing the Kansas Senate and House of Representatives. KIC News reports that the Senate voted 31-9 on the bill that would protect the newborns during an abortion process if they are alive after being removed. According to critics and many Democrats of the bill, they said that it would be intervening in a difficult medical and ethical decision between doctors and parents, or they say that the parents could be forced to accept the futile and expensive care of the child after being removed. In a statement during the signing of the veto, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said, quote, the bill is misleading and unnecessary, as federal law already protects newborns and the procedure being described in this bill does not exist in Kansas in the era of modern medicine. She goes on to say the intent of the bill is to interfere in medical decisions that should remain between doctors and patients, thereby vetoing House Bill 2313. The bill was originally not passed with a veto-proof majority.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The investigation is ongoing now after a 16-year-old Ralph Yarrow was shot trying to pick up his two younger siblings, but was at the wrong house when 84-year-old Andrew Lester opened the door and shot Yarrow twice. And while Yarrow is alive and has been released from the hospital, the question now remains on whether the use of force was appropriate for the situation.
Everything depends on the facts of what happens. I mean, obviously, if someone knocks on your door and you answer it and shoot them, just shoot them because you want to shoot them or because their race isn't right, or they don't look right to you, that's not any good.
That's defense attorney Charlie O'Hara on KIC News, where he says the investigation's ongoing and will take some time. As Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett also says situations like these are complicated and may take some time.
Fundamentally, the question that's going to be asked is the reaction you had, was it reasonable under the circumstances? So if you're going to use deadly force, use a gun, use a knife, put hands on somebody, start punching, kicking, etc., you have to ask yourself, was that the reasonable thing to do?
Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The latest statewide survey from the University of Nebraska out of Lincoln for the 2023 Nebraska Farm Real Estate Market Survey shows that land values across the state are up by an average of near 14% statewide.
Depending on where you're at in Nebraska, the rate of change can vary. The eastern three districts, northeast, east, and southeast, tend to have fairly similar patterns. The western two-thirds of Nebraska, the annual rate of change can vary a little bit.
That's Jim Jansen, an agricultural expert at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, on KNOP News Channel 2, where he says the northwestern panhandle of Nebraska has seen a near 13% increase in land value.
Northwest District, the overall market value of land encompassing all the different types of land, the irrigated dry land, grazing land, everything together, we estimated the market value of land is at about $2,025 an acre.
Mid-America Network News.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax aid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Grass and pasture fires continue plaguing rural firefighters with multiple calls and callbacks again this week. Washington County Board of Commissioners has declared a state of local disaster emergency and issued a countywide burning ban for a week, which will be reviewed. Yesterday, Raleigh County Commissioner signed a disaster declaration for a week, activating emergency plans to combat a wildfire burning in the northern section of the county. The declaration issued with fires near Indian Hill Road, Mariadal Road, imminently threatening to cause widespread damage or severe damage, injury, loss of life, or property in disaster proportion. That fire also burning a large portion of Pottawatomie County. Volunteers providing aid along with mutual support from Marshall County departments along the Riley-Marshall County line. Another grass fire west of Marysville was reported overnight. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host Kansas Poet Laureate Tracy Brimhall for a reception and poetry reading Wednesday evening 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lee Dam Arts Center in Marysville. Featuring an exhibition with 40 local poets continuing through Sunday. The Arts Center is open Thursday 4 until 6, Friday 11 to 2, and Sunday noon to 3. Citywide garage sales are planned in Frankfort Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th. Maps will be available. The Farmers Market is also up and running now for the summer season on Saturdays at the Allstate Gallery in Frankfort. Citywide garage sales in Blue Rapids, Waterville, and Greenleaf are planned May 5th and 6th in conjunction with White Way Car Run. Other spring and summer events planned this year include the Mother's Day Market, May 13th and 14th in Marysville, Waterville's annual Nickel Day, May 27th. Big Blue River Days in Marysville are June 2nd through the 4th, Sam Wymore Days, June 9th through the 11th. The Washington County Rodeo is scheduled June 16th and 17th. Frankfort Summerfest is June 24th. Homestead Days in Beatrice run June 22nd through the 25th. Hanover Days of 49 this year will be June 29th through July 1st. The Lynn Picnic, July 7th. County fairs will be held in July, including Marshall County, July 14th through the 17th. Washington County, July 20th through the 22nd. Nemaha County, July 22nd through the 26th. The Gage County Fair runs July 26th through the 30th. Other activities into August include the annual Axtell Day, August 12th, Beatty Minel Festival, August 19th, Pony Express Festival at Hollaberg Station, August 27th, Palmer's Labor Day Fun Day will be September 2nd through the 4th, the U.S. 36 Treasure Hunt is September 15th and 16th. A side dump semi-truck overturned in Gage County Tuesday morning coming from Kansas onto Highway 112. Overturned when the load shifted, there were no injuries. Another side dump truck was reportedly turned over Tuesday in Washington County. Local news on your schedule. Find the podcast for our morning and midday local news and news block editions on KNDY. Find the podcast on our website at KNDYradio.com. A program on pickling and canning will be featured by Caitlin Moore, K-State Research and Extension Agent, Thursday beginning at 12:15 as a Library U program at the Marysville Public Library. All are welcome. David L. Lockman, age 76, of Diller, passed away April 8th. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice, and Nernement Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for David Lockman. Lorna L. Haddam, age 91, of Odell, passed away. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8 at the Vance Gerdes Funeral Home at Odell, in charge of arrangements for Lorna Haddam. Linda D. Nooch, age 75, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Linda Nooch. Terry H. Tamale Hughes, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley's in charge for Terry Hughes.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Devlin Ogg from Vermilion, Kansas, part of the USD 380 School District. USD 380 has an immediate opening for a full-time bus driver in Frankfort. The district is also accepting applications for multiple substitute bus drivers. Positions are to begin immediately. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. Applications may be picked up at the central office in Vermilion or accessed online at www.usd380.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Some showers and thunderstorms become likely overnight, cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More showers and thunderstorms likely early on Thursday, then sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying partly cloudy and cooler throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And still more sunshine throughout Saturday. Northwest winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 43. And the record low, 25. Sunset this evening, 8:08. Sunrise in the morning at 6:45.
If your grocery bill seems to exceed your budget, supermarket psychology might be to blame. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 19th, the 109th day of the year. Hollywood's Kate Hudson and Hayden Christensen share a birthday, and the first shots of the American Revolution were fired on this day in 1775. When it comes to manipulating us with subtle psychology, few places can match the local supermarket. Here's a few examples. Checkout lanes are getting narrower, and that's because many of us change our mind about purchases near the register. If we can't unload it, we're likely not to buy it. Misting the vegetables makes them seem extra fresh and crisp, but the added water weight means we pay more per pound. And shopping carts are getting bigger. Yes, we really do buy more with a bigger basket. Wider aisles to accommodate them? Don't hold your breath. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine in, take out, or catering available, barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas State Wildcats and Jerome Tang got their first commitment of the 2023 offseason yesterday, and it is a big one. David Castillo, a 4/5-star, 6'1" guard, committed to Kansas State. He ranks as the number 27th overall prospect in the country for the class of 2024, according to On3 Sports. He also took official visits to Kansas and Oklahoma State, as well as Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Florida. Just about a week before the draft, and the Kansas City Chiefs have signed a new backup quarterback for Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs have signed veteran quarterback Blaine Gabbert. The Missouri native was most recently a backup for Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's played on several teams. He's been in the league for 12 years. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin was a big story when he went into cardiac arrest on the field January 2nd when the Bills played Cincinnati. Well, yesterday, Hamlin was cleared to return to the NFL as a player for next season. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
It's auction time, friends. 10 a.m. Saturday, April the 22nd. The Carl Stovall Estate Sale, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Selling in perfect condition. A huge selection of shop equipment, welders, tools, sheet metal, antique blacksmith items. Selling at noon. A large selection of guns, including a set of Smith & Wesson revolvers. Hey, there's a 2018 Jeep Wrangler, 2019 Polaris Ranger, 2017 Ford Taurus, 2015 Bobcat Skid Steer, with all the attachments, several trailers, household items, miscellaneous items, way too numerous to mention. The Carl Stovall Estate Auction, online and live. Saturday, April 22nd, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Call Griffin Real Estate Auction Company at 620-273-6421 or go to Griffin Real Estate Auction at gmail.com for more information.
Wichita State softball and baseball had big games last night. For softball, they took on the number 3 team in the country in the Oklahoma State Cowgirls. Wichita State, ranked number 23rd in the country, gets a 3-1 win in one extra inning in 8. The Wichita State Shockers have swept the Cowgirls so far on the season. Shocker baseball took on an in-state opponent and the Kansas State Wildcats out of the Big 12. Kansas State at 24-15, Wichita State at 21-15. The Shockers get a win on the road in Manhattan last night. After 12 hits, they scored 10 runs. They beat Kansas State 10-4. The slide continues for the Kansas City Royals, hosting the Texas Rangers at Kauffman Stadium for game number 2 of their series. And last night, the Rangers were 10 runs better than the Royals. They beat Kansas City 12-2. Kansas City managed to get 8 hits in the game, but could only score 2 runs. Texas got 12 hits and scored 12 runs. NBA scores from last night: Boston 119, Atlanta 106, Cleveland took care of New York 107-90, Phoenix beat the Clippers 123-109. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temp's Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temp's Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temp's Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
Napa Know-How. Napa knows gift ideas, too, and Heenan's Automotive can help. If you have an aspiring mechanic, do-it-yourselfer, or all-around handyman on your shopping list, find the perfect gift idea at Napa. Stuck as to what to give? Let them suggest several ideas for any budget. Shop local. Shop hometown. Shop your locally owned Napa parts store, Heenan's Automotive in Marysville.
Napa know-how.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why John Bannister in Marysville focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. Find out for yourself and put the life back in life insurance. Call on State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
Expand your houseplant collection or tame overgrown indoor plants with Division. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plants like ferns, snake plants, pothos, peace lily, cast iron plant, and African violets can be divided to create several smaller plants. Slide the plant you wish to divide out of its container. Locate the crown of plants like African violets and bromeliads that send up babies, known as offsets, around the original parent plant. Use a sharp knife to cut between the individual plants and through the roots. Divide those with multiple stems like ferns and peace lilies into several smaller sections. Make sure each division has a few healthy leaves and roots. Replant each individual division into its own container. The pot should be just an inch or two larger than the root ball. Fill with fresh soil, keeping the crown of the plant at the same level as before. Then water thoroughly. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com. Then reach out with your questions and or application today.
I occasionally like to go back to our show archives to hear stories that have moved me and many of our listeners. One of those shows was with Serge Kreisberger. As World War II began, Serge and his family struggled just to survive. Although Serge has now passed, his miraculous story of survival is one still inspirational today. And we relive it this week on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1941, Germany attacked Russia, including an area once part of Romania, where Serge Kreisberger and his family lived.
The Germans came into the town. They took about 200 of the most preeminent Jews, took them down to the river, shot those 200 people, and they left.
Up until this moment, his immediate family had escaped death. But now, with the Germans retaking the city for their Romanian comrades, the Kreisberger family would suffer loss.
A little bit later, we found out that my grandparents were shot. Later, neighbors of my grandparents for all their life came to town and told us that my grandfather was going to get water from a well. As he was standing there by the well, they shot him, and my grandmother heard that. She ran out. They shot her.
About a week later, those Jews who had not been drugged from their homes and shot were forced to move to another part of the city.
They took everybody in the city where we live and put us into a ghetto. You ended up with 20 people in a room, and they started taking the Jews from the ghetto, just marching them down to the railroad station, put them in cattle cars, and send them to the Ukraine to labor camps.
Of those who were shipped to work camps, only about 30 to 40% survived. More of the amazing story of surviving the Holocaust next time as we travel the countryside. In Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of collectibles as well as real estate for the Lawrence Tony Star Trust Saturday, April 22nd, sale at 10 a.m. in Herkimer, 110 Kansas Avenue. Selling collectibles, a barbed wire collection, primitives, and furniture, to include a 10-foot store display cabinet, dressers, trunks, an extensive barbed wire collection, Western Flyer, banana seat bike, signs, primitives, old Kansas license tags, Herkimer items, toys, lots of swirl marbles, plus other miscellaneous. They'll also be selling the former school and school site in Herkimer. That will include a storage shed and a vacant lot on 6th Road, Herkimer, Kansas. The real estate sells at noon. This auction for the Tony Star Trust, Saturday, April 22nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 110 Kansas Avenue in Herkimer. For additional details, contact Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you don't stock your pond with fish on a regular basis, hopefully they'll reproduce on their own. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make it easier by providing a good spawning habitat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Icy brush piles and Christmas trees sitting on ice-covered ponds in the winter. When the ice thaws, it all falls in and creates habitat for fish. Adding structure to water is important to maintain the balance of large and small fishes. They're not too picky. Piles of concrete blocks, bundles of brush, just about anything will do for a nesting area. A lot of pond owners raise catfish, which like to hide and lay eggs in hollow logs on the bottom. Neil Vanderbosch with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says another priority for a good spawning habitat is water clarity.
Watch your runoff that's going into the pond. Where's your water source? Would be important. I've heard of people with too much algae. They want to treat that algae with chemicals and things like that, and you got to watch out. You can have an oxygen drop if you're using herbicides or algicides in there and things like that. Your runoff from your property into the pond gets sediment and nutrients coming in there. So you want to kind of protect your water quality.
The soil under the pond is something else to consider. The pond may be sitting on clay, which creates a mucky bottom. Bass, bluegill, and other panfish like to lay eggs in sandy, gravelly areas.
They're able to work their way down through quite a bit of soft sediment, but you know, if there's nothing down there below, and it's hard to create that sandy area in a man-made pond. Usually bluegills and sunfish will find a way to spawn, but that's the main criteria for panfish spawning.
A good spawning habitat also includes the right balance of vegetation. It provides a home for insects and other creatures in the panfish food chain and creates cover for the young fry. However, you don't want too much vegetation or anglers will find it difficult to fish in the pond. Learn more about creating a spawning habitat at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
ever heard the saying, less is more? It's become so common, it's practically a cliche. But it really does apply to so many things in life. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It's certainly true for my calendar. The fewer social events, the more time I can spend with my family. The less stuff I have in my house, the more space I have for things I really use and treasure. You know, this applies to finances too. You're probably tempted, at least on a daily basis, to spend money on things you don't need. It's just human nature. But the more you spend, the less you have to use for things that really matter, like helping others, preparing for the unexpected, and planning for the future. And those things are directly linked to what God wants you to do with your life. So just try it. Take a less is more approach to spending. You'll start to notice you're becoming more content and confident, and you're living more generously too.
The time has come to make the fertilizer business more sustainable. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Before last year's big economic upheaval in the fertilizer business, plans and systems were already in place to move the industry in a greener direction. One example is the plan by Greenfield Nitrogen LLC to put a plant near the town of Garner in north-central Iowa to make anhydrous ammonia without using fossil fuels. Co-founder and president Linda Thrasher.
We need to have the product available, so farmers can use it, so it's legitimate, so then we can begin scoring it and creating a whole credit system around that. So our goal is to get the green ammonia out there and then build the market simultaneously with the standards and the requirements.
Greenfield is partnering with an Italian company on the project, which not only seeks to create zero carbon fertilizer, but other beneficial products as well. Thrasher says farmers in the area have also invested.
This is ethanol 2.0 in terms of the rural industry and agriculture's ability to participate in the energy industry. We have an unprecedented opportunity here, and I really believe we're just at the beginning of all the options.
Tomorrow, Greenfield's other co-founder shares his vision for the project. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado 1500 pickups at the Nordis Motor Company, they have a 2023 Chevy Traverse Premier, a new Chevy Equinox, and a 2023 Equinox Premier. Test drive these new 2023 models today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Wednesday, April the 19th, from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. 40% of Oklahoma is out of the drought zone, while another 7-8% are in the abnormally dry range. Over half the state is still suffering from significant drought. Clay Bertram, Farm Data Services Vice President of Operations, Farms and Ranches within the territory that's under significant drought conditions. A big issue Bertram is dealing with is adjusting for the lack of water availability.
Less than a quarter inch of rain in over 60 days. You know, we've cleaned out some ponds. I put in the water tanks. I used the Drought Commission money as it was commissioned to us to do. We've done those programs with the Conservation Commission. No significant rains to fill the ponds. I'm already hauling water to at least one set of cows, looking to see, you know, maybe have to sell some cows and maybe have to haul some water to some more.
While many ranchers are finding creative ways to manage the herds, creativity only goes so far.
Well, you can't get creative when the wheat won't grow. We can't get the Bermuda grass to turn green. So creativity will kind of go out the window when it comes to having to possibly sell some cows.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at AbilineMachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. Currently, it is 50 in St. Francis, 53 Goodland, 56 Sharon Springs, 60 Syracuse, 62 Garden City. Oakley is at 55, Oberlin 59, Phillipsburg 57. Taking a look toward the eastern side of the state, you've got Ottawa at 58, Olathe 57, 60 in Lawrence, 59 in Troy, Belleville is at 57, and Yates Center is at 61.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. Hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, April 29th, First Council Casino. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Sale now at 7clams.com and the casino box office. Another breath of fresh air from InnerVisions.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
The agri-solar industry is emerging in the United States along with agri-solar technology. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
The AgriSolar Clearinghouse is a nationwide hub developed by the National Center for Appropriate Technology to connect businesses, landowners, and researchers with trusted resources to support the growth of co-located solar and sustainable agriculture. Dr. Stacy Peterson is the Clearinghouse Program Manager.
We have this amazing group of partners. We've got 40 partners from around the country. We've got the National Renewable Energy Labs and Oak Ridge Lab, and we've got Argonne National Laboratory. We've also got universities like George Washington University and a whole team of grad students and the folks down at the Biosphere, down at University of Arizona. And we've got pollinator experts like the Bee and Butterfly Habitat Fund.
As the number of solar installations increases, Dr. Peterson talks about what they are evaluating in the current site projects.
Really good functioning information piece for people to have a lot of technical assistance and to create a community. So to me, our best metrics are, is that community functioning well? Are people using the website? Do we have very usable materials and technical assistance pieces. Socially, I'm looking for, is this a socially accepted practice? Is there best practices that we can help promote? We're actually going to be creating those over the next year because we found that there's a real gap in that. We're a farmer first organization, so we want to do this in a way and establish best practices that work for farmers and that work for ranchers first. So that's a little bit different than what might work for a solar company.
The Clearinghouse is being funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, May corn right now, 674.5. That's down 3. July corn down 5.75 at 638.5. May wheat, 683.5, down 14.5. July wheat is down 15 right now at 694.5. Kansas City wheat for May down 17.5 at 863.75. July Kansas City wheat right now 851, down 17.25. Minneapolis wheat for May down 16.25 at 869.25. July Minneapolis wheat 868.75, and that's down 17. May oats up 3/4 right now at 348.25. July oats 341.25, down 1.25. Take a look at soybeans for May. You're looking at 1510.75 right now. That's down 8.5. July soybeans 1483, down 8. Looking at cotton for May, looking at 83.45 right now. That's down $1.10. July cotton 83.63. That's down $1.20 right now. Live cattle for April, 175.10, down $1.27.5 right now. June live cattle, 163.52, that's down $1.67.5. Feeder cattle for April, 204.42.5, and that's down $1.50. May feeder cattle, 210.17.5, and that's down $1.30 currently. Crude oil for May, 79.74, down $1.12. June crude, 79.78, that's down $1.12 right now. Gold for April, $19.94.30. That's down $13.10. Silver for May, $25.37.5, and that's up a dime right now. And stock market, the Dow right now down 99.
Looking to take your wheat yields to the next level? Irrigated or dry land, farmers across the region are choosing the AgriPro brand variety SY Wolverine for its proven track record of superior performance, even in drought years. One of the best in the AgriPro brand portfolio for wheat, streak, mosaic, virus tolerance, SY Wolverine also delivers strong straw strength and is an excellent choice when planting late following soybeans. Call your local AgriPro associate for performance data and to book seed. A list of AgriPro associates and more is available at agriprowheat.com.
When it rains, it pours cash. Be at Rock and Brews Casino Bremen Fridays and Saturdays in April, excluding Rock and Rolling Week, April 28th and 29th, for April showers of cash. Earn 75 points per entry to get a chance to win big. Pick a custom Rock and Brews Casino Bremen umbrella for up to $1,000 in cash. Find more ways to win at rockandbrewscasinobremen.com. Eat, play, rock on. Rock and Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
A nationwide effort is being made to address concerns over an invasive tree species. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today. The Kansas Forest Service's Forest Health Coordinator, Ryan Rastock, and District Community Forester for Northeast Kansas, Kim Baumberger, join us to share information on their calorie pair buyback program.
So this is a program that we're working with our partners at Deep Roots KC to incentivize the removal and replacement of calorie pear, which is an insidious invasive woody plant that we're trying to address here collectively through our organization in partnership with them. So providing trees to replace those for people. It's kind of a flashy program that, you know, if we talk about removing trees or green vegetation, sometimes people put up, you know, alarms that they don't necessarily understand why we're removing those. And then if we provide an incentive with a free tree of a native species of some sort, typically people are a little bit more receptive to that.
Rastock and Bomberger share insight on how this invasive species has colonized over time.
So we especially see this tree starting to invade adjacent areas to usually urban epicenters and areas where it's been planted or old nurseries that calorie pear has been planted, and it kind of starts to grow into these grasslands and other areas, causing some woody encroachment and pushing out some of our native vegetation.
It's often spread by birds, by others, and then it just, like Ryan says, it's colonized. It's easy to see now along the interstates, along roads, in yards, in unmanaged woodlands. It's just been an aggressive spreader. Going years and years ago, when I lived in the Wichita area, it was a very desirable urban tree because it could tolerate poor soils, drought to a certain extent. It has the pretty white flowers, a real pretty red fall color. But at that time, it wasn't understood or known that it was going to become the aggressive spreader that it has now.
They continue with information on upcoming opportunities to receive new native trees in order to cut down and replace invasive calorie pear trees.
So there are two locations in Lenexa and Topeka, and they'll be happening Saturday, April 22nd, and it's kind of a first-come, first-served basis. Folks will show up with their image or their registration, and then whichever species are available that they prefer, then they can select those and take those home with them and plant them and take care of them and watch them grow.
The Lenexa event, if people miss the event in Topeka, it's held, I believe, May 20th at the Lenexa Farmers Market. So if folks cannot get to Topeka and are able to get to Lenexa, that would be an option for them because we realize that people are busy.
Absolutely. And you can get more of those details on our website, more specific location, address, things like that.
Once again, that was Ryan Rastock and Kim Bomberger with the Kansas Forest Service sharing information on their calorie pear buyback program. More information and registration for the event can be found at deeproots.org under the event tab. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Thank you.
And Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.